Hello, everybody. I am super, super excited to actually, this is my first time meeting Lena virtually, and I'm super excited to meet Lena in person on April 11th for Epic WebConf. And Lena, I'd love it if you could introduce yourself to the folks watching so that they get to know you a little bit before the conference.
Yeah, sure. Well, hello, my name is Dina, and I'm a software engineer currently working at Bell and Synestia. So when I'm not working, I usually play video games, work on side projects that I post on Twitter, or I also enjoy playing tennis and soccer with my friends. By the way, I used to be a professional Valorant player, but I just decided to take a break this year since I have a lot of things going on, like building really exciting projects using Remix and attending conferences.
Wow. Hey, you've done quite a bit. That is cool. A professional, did you say a professional soccer player?
No, Valorant
Or,
player. It's a video game. It's a
oh, okay.
FPS game, yeah.
Okay, cool. Interesting. I actually am not familiar with that video game. Is that the primary game that you play, or do you play all kinds?
I mainly play FPS games and like FIFA and other like story games as well. So I just play it for fun.
Cool. Well, that's fun. Yeah, I only recently got back into video games. I was really big in as a teenager, and then started playing a little bit more when Tears of the Kingdom was coming out. And I said, yeah, I kind of would like to get back into Legend of Zelda stuff. And so I replayed Ocarina of Time on the Switch, and that was a throwback. And then played Breath of the Wild, and then Tears of the Kingdom. So I am definitely a Legend of Zelda, and that's as far as my video games go these days. Yeah, that's cool. That's fun that you that actually as I have been perusing your social media and stuff to get to know you a little bit before this call, it's very much a part of your personality and who you are and what you enjoy doing. So that's a lot of fun. So with the You said you're doing a lot of stuff with Remix. What exactly are you using Remix for?
Well, I'm using Remix for building full stack applications. I used to work in a fintech environment, like in a fintech company. Like it was a banking company, at a bank. So I was using Remix for making full stack application. Building really interesting products for intelligent purposes.
Cool. And now, are for your full-time work, are you still using Remix, or is it just for the
No,
side stuff?
I just got a new job offer, so I'm just switching like the new job, and I'm gonna be using Vue and not Remix because it's really hard to get like jobs where you're gonna be using Remix. In my previous job, I was using Remix just because I had the chance to choose whatever stack I would love to like to use. So that's why I had to choose Remix because I really love it.
Awesome. And your talk is going to be about Remix. You're going to be giving some tips of things that developers might not know. Can you give us a little preview of what you're planning on talking about?
So I'm gonna be like doing a weird story about how I found out like about Remix. So I found about Remix 2 years ago. I was scrolling down YouTube and I found out Fireship, the YouTuber, talking about Remix. So I found out that it was really interesting. So I wanted to learn more about it, and I had to go and read the documentation. I was really flabbergasted by the amount of information I had to know from the documentation. I wanted to know more about it, but I didn't find a lot of resources, a lot of tutorials. So I found Egghead Training, I guess. It's Egghead, right? Yes. And I had to subscribe and just learn about Remix. And that's where I found a lot of interesting things about it and how to build full stack application, how it's following web standards. And it's really incredible, like the things I've been building from like 1 year and a half now. So that's why I've decided to like make a session about Remix, is because while I was like making projects and side projects and posted them on X Twitter, I found a lot of misunderstanding about like really misunderstanding about things like that we use in Remix. So that's why I have decided to do this talk. So it's gonna be about it's gonna be a beginner to intermediate to expert level. So it's gonna be like about how to utilize route loaders, actions, auto validation, format forms, how to make forms, etc. Yeah, that data loading, caching, SEO optimization, etc. So I'm just gonna be like giving tips and sharing some real life projects that I've been, and that's all.
Awesome. Well, good. I'm looking forward to seeing your talk and the examples that you share and stuff. I think Remix has definitely reached that point where the team can't manage making sure everybody understands how things were intended to be used, and people are abusing things, and you know, basically Remix is hitting the real world, and so it's very helpful to have people come in and say, here are some common mistakes that people are making and things that you can do to improve your Remix apps. Very cool. So while we're at the conference, we actually spend a lot of time not in the talks. So we have extended breaks so that people will be able to talk with the speakers and with each other and things. And so I'm sure there are people who are going to want to come and meet you and chat with you. So what are some of the things that you would love to chat with people about?
Well, first of all, you just talked about like the conference. I want to say something that I really believe in is that I want to share how valuable meetups and conferences can be, because my first two jobs, I get them from attending two conferences. The first one was a Google Developer conference, and I landed my first job because I was a speaker there, even though it didn't went great, but I got a lot of job offers after it. So it's really important if you're like trying to network with other people, meet other other talented speakers. So that's really great. And I'm really looking forward to be there.
Mm-hmm. I 100% agree with you. I also got a job based on a relationship that I made when I was at a conference. Mine was React Rally. I think the first year they held React Rally, and I met someone who would be my coworker at PayPal while I was at that conference, and started a relationship there. And then we kept in touch on Twitter, then I ended up getting a job at PayPal through that relationship. So I super, super agree that speaking at conferences and attending conferences is very useful. I was just an attendee at that conference. I wasn't even speaking. So even just being an attendee and being active and talking with other people at the event can make a really big impact on your career.
Yeah, that's true.
So is there any topic that you're hoping to talk with other attendees at the conference then?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Maybe I don't know if all the speakers going to be talking about Remix, but I'm kind of looking forward to talk about other topics as well, like everything related to front-end development, AI as well. I'm really passionate about AI, so mm-hmm. I would love to meet other attendees or other speakers that are going to be talking about this. So, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, we are going to have some AI representation there for sure, because that's the future. That's like, yes. or the present even, like that is an important part of our aspect of what it's like to develop a software in this day. So exciting stuff. Have you ever been to Utah before?
I've never been to the United States before.
Ooh, this will be a first time.
Fun fact, I've never known that my background image, like on my Mac, was in Utah. I just found out this week. I didn't know it was in the US, so I was like, okay, that's great.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Well, Park City is beautiful. We're going to be at the base of some beautiful mountains, and there will probably be snow on top of the mountains. It'll just look amazing. So, I'm looking forward to having you there. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I hope that other folks will come and get to know you, and that we can build lasting relationships. So. Thank you so much, Lena, for taking some time to chat with me today. And we'll see you all on April 11th in Park City at Epic WebConf. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.